This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Well, thank you for joining with us today. I want to take our discussion to an interesting perspective. A pastor of a church in Pennsylvania, Sanctuary Church, has written a book. I think I just have an advanced copy, but hopefully it's going to be available. We can talk about how people can get a hold of it. Rod of Iron, Reverend, and it's written by Reverend Sean Moon. I've gotten to know the good Reverend over a number of meetings, and I really appreciate the staunch Second Amendment position that he has taken. Apparently the congregation is all in for the Second Amendment as well. What an encouraging environment to be in. So, Pastor Moon, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, Mr. Pratt, it's always good to hear from you, and what an honor. It's a great honor for me.
I really enjoyed reading the book. I think you've got an understanding of what the firearms are supposed to mean in our country. They certainly have recreational value, and they certainly are often enough very important in personal self-defense. But at the end of the day, the reason the founders of this country put firearms into the Constitution, into the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, is so that the people have a protection, a guarantee that they will always be able to possess the means of protecting themselves from a government that might go in a direction that's not right, that the government might go off the rails. After all, when the United States was formed, that was exactly what had happened. The British government that ruled America, America was a colony of Britain, and that wasn't such a bad thing for a while, but it got more and more difficult to bear, and as our Declaration of Independence says, after a long train of abuses, the decision was finally prompted by the continuing abuses. So it wasn't something the founders rushed right into, and I've been asked, and you probably have too, well, how do you know when it's time to resort to arms? When is it time to invoke the ultimate purpose of the Second Amendment? I've always answered, I don't know. We're going to find out the same way the American colonists did. And it was over a period of time. John Adams, our third president, had said that, I think I got that right, maybe it was our second president, excuse me, said that 10 years before the first shot was fired in the American War for Independence, the American Revolution had been born in the minds of the people themselves. And I think that's what you and I both have as a goal, is that our fellow Americans understand that when we talk this way, we're talking about a government that works for the people. It's employed by us, by we the people. And it's got limits on what it can do. And those limits ultimately, God forbid, can be enforced by an armed people. So you've written from a rather biblical point of view, the book entitled Rod of Iron, Reverend. You've cited that passage from the book of Revelation in the Bible. I've heard you when you speak, and it's in you treat that passage in the book. Why don't we just start there, and let's reassure the timorous that are listening that this is not meant to justify an armed war of aggression. The whole idea of that rod of iron is, if anything, more like a shepherd's staff to kind of keep the sheep from getting harmed by wolves that would strike. But let me let you have the floor and tell folks what the rod of iron's all about.
Well, thank you, Mr. Pratt. It's such an honor, once again, to talk with you today. Yeah, we're entitling the book Rod of Iron Kingdom. Actually, we changed from Rod of Iron Reverend to Rod of Iron Kingdom. Uh-huh. And I think that's a more appropriate title because when we look at the scripture, you know, there are multiple passages to the Rod of Iron in scripture. You can see it in Psalm 2 and verse 8 and 9, where God says to the people of God, the Israelites at the time, that he will give the, you know, the nations over for their inheritance, etc., and that they shall rule them with a rod of iron. So there is the passage in Psalms, also a passage in Revelation chapter 2, where the scripture says that those who overcome will rule the nations with a rod of iron. Again, it's sort of re-evoking that Psalm 2 passage. Also, we'll find that scripture also in Revelation chapter 12, talking about Christ and the woman with the 12 garland of stars, and also the moon at her feet and the clothed in the sun, that she will give birth to a man-child who will rule the nations with a rod of iron and be taken up to the seat of God. And, of course, we see that also in Revelation 19, where it says the Dystomos Makaida, or the two-edged sword, comes, emerges from the mouth of Christ when he returns, and that he shall rule the nations with the rod of iron. So we see the scripture on the rule of the rod of iron as the way the Bible and Christ himself defines the nature of his kingdom. But what I found fascinating in delving in these scriptures and preaching about these scriptures is looking at the original Greek. And in the original Greek, we see that the word rule is the word poimaino, and the word, the meaning of poimaino is not to tyrannically rule, as many people have may just assume by reading those scriptures in a very fearful way. But the word poimaino is described as shepherd, shepherding. It's described as protecting, even defending. And it's in the context of, for example, Psalm 23, where we have the line, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And it's in the context of the shepherd protecting the sheep. I think in scripture, we see that Christ raises his kingdom and those who are co-heirs with him, Romans 8:17, to rule the kingdoms of the world. We see the scripture in chapter 19 of Matthew. We see it also in chapter 24 of Matthew. We see it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where Paul says to the believers, "Do you not know that you will have charge even over nations and rule over angels?" So we see that there is an aspect of ruling that will be participatory in the kingdom of God from a biblical perspective, but that Christ's rule on earth in his millennial kingdom will be with the rod of iron, as he describes in scripture. And, of course, that rule is not going to be, as we just assumed, some kind of dictatorial, tyrannical rule that will just replace previous sort of dictatorial rules that we've seen in the long advent of human history, but that it will be a rule of a shepherd. It will be a rule of co-heirs and citizens. Co-heirs, and the Bible says, "Let no man take thy crown." Let no man take thy crown. So I refer to it sometimes as co-kings or co-kings and queens. And that is the citizen armory, the citizens that are armed, the citizens that have the power of the rod of iron or self-defense and the ability to protect the sheep from the wolves and become almost like lions, as we see in Proverbs 28, the scripture that shows us that the wicked flee, though none pursue, but the righteous will be bold as lions. And so we see that standing with the Lion of Judah, we are also called to be co-heirs, co-kings, but also as lions. And so,
well, I think you know this gives a nice background for understanding what our forefathers were talking about when they raised the concept of popular sovereignty. A sovereign has the means of enforcing his will and of protecting himself and those that he has charge over. And so this is simply a kind of an extended biblical explanation of what I think was in the minds of these founders. And it clearly, just to give a contrast to help understand this, this was not in the minds of the French Republicans when they overthrew the king. They just wanted to rule with an atom bomb and destroy everything in their sight. Well, I hear the music coming, so we're going to take a break. We're talking with Reverend Sean Moon and his book, The Rod of Iron.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Pastor Sean Moon. He's got a book coming out shortly called Rod of Iron Kingdom. And we were talking in that first segment about some of the biblical perspective on what he's talking about in the book. But the book has a lot of different aspects. He covers a lot of the terrain that should be covered when we're talking about Second Amendment issues. And one of the shall we say, one of the downsides, probably too weak a word, one of the tragedies of not understanding popular sovereignty correctly is that we end up with a people who are disarmed too much of the time. And dirtbags, wolves, know when to strike. They know that, for instance, if we're in a school, then chances are, unless we're in Utah or many places in Texas and Ohio and some other exceptions to the general rule, if we're in a school, we're in a quote-unquote gun-free zone. And that's where evil lurks, wherever people are unable to protect themselves. Because even if one is content to rely on the police, the question should be answered, what are you going to do for the, let's assume, a really good response time of 5 minutes? What are you going to do while you're waiting for the police to get there? How many people can be slaughtered by a dirtbag because you thought that a gun-free zone was meant that you shouldn't have a gun? And a lot of people have died thinking in terms of that deadly deception. And one of the things that you did early on, Pastor Moon, in the book is to take us to Parkland High School in Broward County, where clearly the idea that we should rely on government to protect us broke down, as it has in so many other times when people were assuming that, I'll just have the government take care of me. I'll wait for the police to get here. And you can literally die waiting for the police to get there, even if they're able to get there within 5 minutes, say. So why don't you direct our conversation a little bit in those events that came out of Parkland and some of the lessons that we should learn from that tragedy?
Yeah, you know, Mr. Pratt, it's obviously such a tremendous tragedy when you lose, teenagers at the sort of height of their potential. And, of course, everybody is grieving for those that lost loved ones during that Parkland shooting and the others that have come after that. But again, as you say, it was another gun-free zone, another safe place for a person that was on psychotropic drugs. The authorities had been called 39 times about this individual. He had erratic and violent behavior. He was having dreams, reportedly, of killing people, of being covered in blood. He was
his Facebook page reflected some of those horrible thoughts.
That's right. He was known to torture animals, and we see that trend also with many, many dictators of the past, the sort of enjoyment of torturing animals. And he came to school with backpacks containing bullets, made threats of violence. And so the law enforcement and different government officials had known about this character. Had numerous incidences where they actually visited his house. And so they were well aware of this individual. Also, the FBI failed to respond to two tips about Cruz. He was posting online that he was planning to become a professional school shooter. And, of course, you're threatening that you're going to shoot a school. That is a federal felony. The Broward Sheriff's Office, again, was warned about the teen. They received a report that he was planning to shoot up the school. That's a quote. And, of course, these kind of violent threats are federal offenses. So,
now, at the risk of sounding partisan, let me just interject something here. The sheriff of that county, Broward County, Florida, is a Hillary Clinton supporter. He even posted on social media a picture of him embracing Hillary Clinton. And right. I offer this to suggest that ideas have consequences. Hillary Clinton believes that the civilian population should be disarmed, and that sheriff believed that he was the only one that should have guns. Happily, he wasn't able to put all that into practice, but that's where he was coming from. And yet, when the moment came, when the big test came, his deputies cowered outside the school until the shooting subsided. That's what happens when we put all of our trust in government, or for that matter, any other people, to protect us. We're on our own all too many times when evil strikes, and to wait for help to come is a very, very dangerous deceit, I think. And I'm so glad you began talking about this early in the book to kind of set the stage that even if we don't have to overthrow our government, which the Second Amendment is ultimately there to protect our ability to do, just any day of the week, evil could strike. And the question then has to be, what are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it?
Yes, right. Yeah, as you when you came to Pennsylvania, you mentioned the program that the Obama administration had implemented. And this was a program that was called PROMISE, Preventing Recidivism Through Opportunities, Mentoring, Intervention, Support, and Education. And what this did, what it replaced criminal detention with counseling. So essentially what they're doing, in order to show that they were to reduce the number of minority students ending up in jail for crimes committed on a campus, to show that they're, quote, making a difference with these programs, they were simply not reporting them. And the kids who were, doing these kind of violent threats, like the Cruz perpetrator, et cetera, they were not being reported. They were not being put in jail because of this federally funded program that, of course, would incentivize law enforcement and the teachers not to bring these kids to detention or juvenile detention, or if they've committed crimes, to bring them to the authorities, et cetera. And that was something that got absolutely no attention or no coverage on the mainstream media, as you saw. But I think you were probably one of the first to break that reality. And just looking into it, that was an actual program implemented in 2015 when the 2015 district superintendent attended an event at the White House entitled Rethink Discipline. So, of course, this highlighted Broward County's success in, quote, transforming policies and school climate. But it did.
And let me just add another aspect to that. When they were rethinking discipline and not reporting thefts of things and physical attacks on students by other students, they were actually, in their mind's eye or ear, hearing ka-ching, ka-ching, because every time they kept artificially suppressing crime statistics from the school, they kept getting more and more federal funds. So your tax money and mine ends up supporting a dreadful, deadly program. And Parkland was just one of many places where this thing really rose up and bit them. Talking today with Reverend Sean Moon, and we're going to be back and get out his web address when we get back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Reverend Sean Moen. His book is about to be released. I've been privileged to have an advanced copy, Rod of Iron Kingdom. And what is a web address where I'm sure people can get the book once it's become available?
Yes, Mr. Pratt. You can find us on rodofironministries.org or rodofironministries.com, and you can pre-order the book from that website.
Okay, Rod of Iron Ministries. Okay, we'll give that out again before the show is over. I was delighted to see that you tied this into so many aspects and so shone light on so many parts of the gun issue. For example, we're seeing some of the results of the media connivance with, I guess, what we now are calling the deep state. In Europe, in the middle of the last century, it was called fascism and Nazism. But it's the whole idea that government exists to help out, well, again, a current term, crony capitalists. And everybody else can shut up and do what they're told. Government exists for the purpose, for the profit of a select few. And that was something that was beginning to happen more and more as the British clamped down on the colonies. And that really was the proximate cause, I think, of our war for independence. when the Brits started to embargo importation of ammunition, ball and powder, that's when the colonists began to think seriously and the pastors began to preach seriously about saying goodbye to London, because London did not have the interests of the colonies in America at heart. And so that, much more than taxation without representation, which was an issue, but the overriding issue was these guys thought they could just lord it over us and we should just sit down, shut up, and take it. And they knew that we had guns, so they were trying to keep us from being able to use our guns. Hence, one of the early forms of gun control, and it goes back to the 18th century, was, well, we're going to keep you from having ammunition. That'll keep you under control. And had they been able to succeed in that, it might have kept us under control. But happily, they were not able to succeed. But I really appreciated, as you were talking about how Mussolini and Hitler had brought power into their own hands and become so deadly and dangerous, you also pointed out that the media then and now enjoys being the handmaiden of dictators and despots. And I think that's something that we often overlook, and it's a shame because it gets us into a tricky area of one of the protected rights in our country is that of freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. And yet when the press becomes sort of a joined at the hip handmaiden of dictators, I think something has to give. We have to realize that we're not going to be free if they have a monopoly enforced by government of information flow to us.
Right. It's quite shocking because a lot of Americans do not know the history. Even when Mussolini and Hitler were active, we had an American president, you know, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was openly admiring Mussolini. I mean, you had it where the media and the leftist, many of the leftist media were sort of focusing their attention on the genocide in Nazi Germany, and they were minimizing the ever-increasing death tolls of, you know, the Soviet Union, China, Vietnam, Cambodia, Cuba, which were all communist in doctrine. You know, and this is also what, you know, Nietzsche warned us about when he was talking about the age of nihilism that would arise and inevitably lead us towards a civilization of catastrophe, because even though he was sort of an agnostic atheist, he admitted that if we get rid of the Judeo-Christian notion of God, we're going to throw everything else out with it. And that is all the notions of individual rights, the notions of self-governance, the notions of, protecting minorities. I mean, these are critical sort of post-Martin Luther Protestant, you know, decentralized Christian core values. And were instrumental in the founding fathers of the United States.
But let me circle back to a comparison with the French Revolution, which we touched on earlier. In France, the revolution, among other things, targeted French Protestants, the Huguenots. And if the Huguenots couldn't escape the country fast enough, they were slaughtered. In the United Colonies, what's now the United States of America, there was enough dominance of Protestants that they were able to actually launch the resistance against the British. And they were able to do it coming out of that Christian background that you're pointing to, which supports the ideas of limited government and popular sovereignty. Those ideas were hardly ever heard from in France, and the result was the horror of the French Revolution, which was one big guillotine slaughter after another.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, the idea that we have in the United States of the Castle Doctrine, which is, you know, judicially codified in our law, that allows, sovereign rights to property, and that you're basically the king of your castle, and if somebody's trying to invade it or, you know, do harm to you or your property, you can fight back. I mean, you can fight back. In that Castle Doctrine, we sort of take it for granted, but it has biblical roots. The idea of being coerced with Christ, the idea of Christ giving us crowns and us not giving them up, Revelation 3 and 11. You know, these are all biblical principles that we may or may not be aware of. But what's so shocking is, like, The New York Times, for example, was writing about FDR and his like his gushing over Mussolini. And, you know, they were saying that this is like, I have a quote here, strangely reminiscent of Rome in the first weeks after the March of the Black Shirts and Moscow at the beginning of the five-year plan. America Today literally asks for orders. She added, this is Anne O'Hare McCormick, envisions a federation of industry, labor, and government after the fashion of the corporate state as it exists in Italy. That's Mussolini. I mean, that's incredible that these news reporters, of course, were aiding and abetting sort of the cover-up of communism. But, you know, some honest reporters were sort of reflecting on the fact that, hey, FDR, the U.S. president is actually praising Mussolini, and then Mussolini responds back to FDR in a laudatory review of Roosevelt's 1933 book, Looking Forward. Listen to what Mussolini wrote. He writes, he says, reminiscent of fascism is Roosevelt's principle that the state no longer leaves the economy to its own devices. I mean, Mussolini is praising FDR.
We don't read about that very often in our history books. Isn't that interesting? What an omission.
So
that says a lot.
You know, tie of the left to totalitarian regimes and Italian and this sort of cozy, complimentary and even, laudatory and, mutually laudatory relationship with some of the worst dictators in the 20th century with the leftist U.S. presidents. This is a shocking, shocking state of affairs, and it's a reality that we're, as you said, we're never, ever taught in these government schools.
One of the things that I think needs to be addressed, and you sure set the stage for it, is that there's the notion that actually I was taught when I was in school back in the last century that fascism was of the right and communism was of the left. And that would explain why they would fight each other. Well, they did fight each other. That is true. But consider that mafia dons also fight each other. They have turf battles that are just as deadly as any other battle might be. And so what we have to, I think, use as a framework for analysis, and you were really pointing to it, is that you're either totalitarian-minded or you're liberty-minded, and that's the big difference. We're going to be back after these words, after this break, and we'll continue with Reverend Sean Moon and continue talking about guns and freedom.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Reverend Sean Moon. He is at the Rod of Iron Kingdom. You can find it, Rod of Iron Ministries.com. Did I get that right? Or .org? Either one?
Yes. Rod of Iron Ministries.org or .com. We have both of those, yeah.
Good deal. So you will be able to, I'm sure, find out about the book, Rod of Iron Kingdom, when it's available shortly. And I would urge people to get a copy of it because I think it's a really excellent compilation of some of the major Second Amendment topics that we need to have at our fingertips. We might say, using a church talk, that you've written an excellent apologetic for the Second Amendment. And it's not even that big a book, so it's not going to be a burden for anybody listening to get a copy and to have it as a handbook for dealing with some of the big mistakes that people seem to make time and time again when talking about Second Amendment, self-defense, and limiting the power of government. You know, I had a chance to really first meet you, I believe, was in a conference that was held in Switzerland. And one of the things that was kind of disappointing, frankly, was that the Swiss are living under the pall of political correctness. And it's to the point that apparently the absence of a Swiss firearms group at the conference, there were Europeans from other groups that attended the conference, but the Swiss sent nobody, and apparently they were really palpably concerned that if they were to attend such a conference with a robust defense of guns, that they could literally get in criminal trouble, even in Switzerland, which for the longest time had a motto that the emblem of a free man is a rifle.
I remember, sitting with you in Switzerland and going through the bedchambers and the house of General Wisson and that incredible history that they had, but then seeing the current state of affairs, which has slid so far because of the EU pressure of sort of, quote, modernizing towards communism is essentially what it is, totalitarians ruling over the people. People were frightened. I mean, people would not come, they were scared to come to the conference, even just to talk about, even just to mention gun rights in Switzerland. I mean, it's, and as you said, this is Switzerland. It was very shocking and very bizarre.
And they still have a Swiss militia military system. If I'm not mistaken, every man has to spend a certain number of weeks each year during his time of when he's of military age. But the thing that shocked me, while they can go buy a 9mm in many parts of Switzerland, a semi-automatic pistol, or many kinds of rifles, they can't have their military rifle that each man is issued upon coming into the military when he's of military age. He has that at home, all right, but it's illegal for him to have the bullets for it at home.
Right.
So, oh my goodness. I almost passed out when I heard that.
It's quite a shocking change of events. You know, it's incredible, the silencing of the European situation. And, of course, the open border policy of the EU has just, you know, brought in civilizational clashes that are, you know, that many Indian scholars would look at and say these are irreconcilable, you know, civilizations that they're sort of trying to superimpose on top of one another and not believing that there will be any unintended consequences. Unfortunately, many on the left, you know, have good intentions, but their intentions lead to incredible amount of unintended consequences, which then you and I have to pay for. And of course, the poor people in Europe are paying for. I mean, civilizationally, culturally, in terms of clashes. You know, in 2018, the president, French President Macron, said he wanted a law against fake news. So anybody reporting about statistics about the rape statistics, for example, in Sweden, you know, increasing by 1,472%, you know, since 1975, you know, or violent crime increasing by 300%. And if you reported these things, then you would be labeled as fake news, or you would be making a hate crime. And we have incidences of multiple journalists and also people who were just speaking about it that were actually tried in a court in Europe and then given punishments. I mean, fines of thousands of euros. So
let's put it another way. In Europe, if you speak the truth about certain issues, you can end up in jail for speaking something that was literally true. In other words, let's really dig down in this. If we were to point to the influx of Muslims into Europe and the fact that many of these skyrocketing crime statistics that you were just pointing to come from those Muslim immigrants who look at themselves, at least their imams do, their preachers, as here on a civilizational jihad, to say that in Europe, what I just said and what you've just been saying, we'd probably both be in the dock and probably get convicted.
Oh, yeah, that would be a hate speech crime. I mean, even just mentioning in the news that a Muslim or they can't even put in the news that this individual was, again, somebody from an immigrant background, from a Muslim background. And you see the statistics, I mean, the shocking statistics of the civilizational differences between the Western world, which is based fundamentally on Judeo-Christian principles and Jesus Christ, and Islam. I mean, you see, for example, in Islam, why there's widespread support for the death penalty. I'll give you some statistics here. This mandate to kill apostates is most widely supported in Egypt with 86%, Jordan 82%. This is according to the Pew Research Center. In Malaysia and Pakistan, it's up to 62%. Supporting taking the life of Muslims who convert to other religions. I mean, there is no Jew or Christian that would ever think of murdering somebody, because they renounce their faith. We may pray for you. We may you know, speak to you with conviction and speak to you in scripture and we're, you know, those kind of things,
right,
and pray for you. But we would not be in agreement to murder you, to kill you for you know, struggling with your faith. But again, this is one of the these are statistics from the Pew Research Center. You know,
things in fact, some of these murders that Muslims will commit are it is so perverse that they'll be called honor crimes, and so it's actually honorable to kill somebody who has left the faith. Well, if that's their idea of honor, then we ought to get it through our mind that they really don't think the way we do. And if we're going to have Muslims coming into our societies, we need to insist, as we used to in this country, on assimilation. That if you want to come to America, be an American. It doesn't matter where you come from, what color your skin is, but if you're coming here, keep your religion, as long as your religion doesn't tell you to kill me.
Right. I mean, that's really the key, because, I mean, even when I was at Harvard in the Divinity School, there were papers, there were lectures that would, of course, you know, obfuscate this reality. But there were students that knew, for example, that on the road to Mecca, pilgrims have brothels that are lining the road to Mecca, but there are temporary marriage centers where you can actually go in, marry legally under Quranic law, have the session, and then legally divorce. So these kind of civilizational differences with Judeo-Christian civilization, and of course, you know, four wives versus one, etc. You know, Muhammad's favorite wife was a six-year-old child, and he was
consummating
a relationship with her at nine.
He didn't consummate the marriage until she was 9 years old. I mean, how honorable a man was that?
Exactly, and so there's been real excellent scholarship done on this by, for example, apologetics work done by James Wood on YouTube, etc. But they're, of course, much more experts than I in this field. But there are major civilizational differences, even though, you know, the Bible says the law of God is written on our hearts. So we do have a conscience, and we do seek to find God. But again, these differences between Islam and Christianity, the slave trade, what people don't forget in the West is that the Muslim world since the 7th century has been trying to take Europe for over 1,000 years. I mean, you have the siege of Vienna, that's in 1683.
Right.
Okay, so up till from the 7th century up to 1683, you have attack after attack coming to try to take over Europe by Muslim conquest. Of course, well, Muhammad himself being an actual military leader engaged in conquest.
So, on that note of warning, we've run out of time. I've been talking with Reverend Sean Moon. The Rod of Iron Kingdom is his book. You can find it, rodofironministries.com, on the web. Thank you so much. It was a very enlightening discussion.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.